local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
And hello again. Welcome to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Typically with Joe and Austin, but it's not Joe and Austin today, nor was it yesterday. This is Austin and Steve. Steve Taylor, how are you, buddy?
Well, doing pretty good. It's Friday.
Yes, it's Friday. End of the week. Thank goodness. But yes, and no one is saying that quite like our own Joe Ford is. Had a nasty cold, and if you're just now tuning in to us, at least for this half of the week, that's where he is. He's had a cold the past couple days, and it's really taken a toll on him. So Steve and I are battening down the hatches until, I guess, Monday. But it is 5:13 now. We will get into our top three stories. The U.S. has launched retaliatory strikes on Iranian-backed targets in Iraq and Syria. There was confusion in initial reporting about the complicated battle space and if the U.S. was actually involved. The strike comes after the drone attack from Iranian-backed militias that led to the deaths of three U.S. service members in Jordan.
And the U.S. is confirming it did strike 85 Iranian-backed targets today. CENTCOM says it conducted airstrikes against the targets in Syria and Iraq. The statement goes on to say CENTCOM used long-range bombers in the attack, starting at 4 p.m. Eastern, and also other assets, dropping 125 precision bombs. The targets included munition centers and intelligence offices associated with the Iranian Revolutionary Guard. The strikes come after the drone attack from Iranian-backed militias that led to the deaths of those three U.S. service members in Jordan last week.
And yes, those three soldiers from Georgia who were killed in the attack are being returned to the U.S. today. The three Army Reserve soldiers were killed when they were attacked by the Iranian-made drone. And the soldiers were Sergeant William Rivers of Carrollton, Specialist Kennedy Sanders of Waycross, and Specialist Brianna Moffitt of Savannah. Also, I guess because we've kind of got like top three and a half stories. We'll get this before we get to traffic and weather together. Israel's military says that it's going to take its offensive farther south to the Gaza Strip's southernmost city. Israeli forces claim to have dismantled Hamas in the city of Khan Yunis after weeks of heavy bombardment. This comes as negotiators from Qatar say that Hamas has given its initial positive confirmation to a proposed deal that would release hostages during a pause in the Gaza war. Those are your top three stories. 5:15, getting our first check of the roads and weather for this hour. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Call us today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Let's see, looking at traffic here, starting with Pine Forest Road. No shocker there. If you're traveling northbound on Pine Forest towards West 9 Mile Road, we've got some backups. Also, if you're traveling southbound on Pine Forest towards I-10 West, perhaps trying to get onto I-10 West there, you're going to have some issues there also. And the intersection of North Palafox Street and Burgess Road, looking backed up at this moment. Also, Gulf Beach Highway, if you're traveling westbound towards South Fairfield Drive, we've got some issues there. Beyond that, there's not a ton going on 9 Mile Road. North Davis Highway could be looking worse. Caroline Street, if you're traveling eastbound on Dogwood, or coming from Dogwood Drive on Caroline Street, trying to get into downtown Milton, we've got minor issues there. Gulf Breeze Parkway looking good, but further east, we do have a lot of congestion if you're traveling west on Navarre Parkway, trying to get towards Highway 87.
Well, in the weather forecast, tonight should be clear, low about 46 degrees. Tomorrow, starting off mostly sunny, high about 65. Clouds moving in tomorrow night. Breezy rain, low about 54 degrees. And Sunday, we expect showers and windy weather, high about 66 degrees. 64 in Pensacola right now, 62 in Gulf Breeze, and 65 in Milton on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, and dependable.
Thank you, Steve. Getting into some local headlines here. After their ninth negotiation last night, there's still no contract for teachers in Santa Rosa County. The teachers union wanted a 4.86% pay raise, while the school district offered a 4.1% raise. The school board is planning to hold another executive session to discuss the union's latest offer. Both sides will head back to the bargaining table February 12th.
And Escambia County deputies are looking for a missing 66-year-old man. Charles Edward Garnham was last seen on a 300 block of West Herman Street last Friday. The sheriff's office has posted a photo of the man on their Facebook page. If you have any information on his location, you should contact them.
And investigators in Eufaula, Alabama, say that a Dustin man died in a single-engine plane crash this morning. The plane was found near the north runway of the Eufaula Municipal Airport, and it's believed it happened around 1 a.m. The pilot was identified as 35-year-old Nathan O'Donnell, and the FAA and NTSB are currently investigating.
Well, it's not Groundhog Day in Santa Rosa County. It was Giraffe Day.
And whereas Kenya the Giraffe has established herself as possessing unique and valuable skills in making accurate and useful predictions, while Puck Stefani Phil has established himself as a, let's be honest, an ill-tempered, dubious, and unreliable predictor of anything.
That's Commissioner Colton Wright as he issued the proclamation at the Gulf Breeze Zoo. Kenya, the beloved reticulated giraffe, made two predictions. One, in early spring, and two, the Kansas City Chiefs will win the Super Bowl next week.
Especially around here with the spring, that could definitely happen. And the Chiefs thing could happen as well, for sure. I didn't appreciate the Phil slander. He's a charming groundhog. I've defended him on air before, but once PETA stuck their nose in the whole Punxsutawney situation.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm a Punxsutawney Phil fan. Starting this August, the National Hurricane Center will be releasing an updated cone of uncertainty.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, the goal is to better convey watches and warnings inland instead of focusing solely on the coasts. And it will be used in addition to the current graphic. The new prototype cone will include painted inland areas with color-coded watches and warnings. And the National Weather Service says that it will hopefully convey a truer depiction of the wind threat as hurricanes and tropical storms move on shore.
Well, we're sort of segging into Florida headlines with that one.
Yeah.
The FAA confirms that three people are dead following a plane crash in Clearwater last night. It includes the pilot and two people on the ground at the Bayside Waters Mobile Home Park.
I was talking to one neighbor who says he saw the flames easily shoot higher than a power pole. He says that he felt lucky that the plane actually missed power line.
That is WFLA reporter Beth Rousseau. Records obtained by FlightAware show the plane had left Vero Beach an hour before the crash, and the intended destination was St. Pete. The crash and the fire destroyed one mobile home and heavily damaged three others.
519, we will continue with state headlines and get some national headlines. When we return, you're listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
God is love. Those simple yet inspiring words were penned by John the Apostle. John had firsthand knowledge of the love of God. It is John who is recorded in Scripture as the disciple whom Jesus loved. It is John who wrote that we love God because he first loved us. It was John who wrote Jesus' words, "Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends." And then John is recorded as being a witness to this greater love in which Jesus willingly laid his life down on the cross to die a substitutionary death which offers salvation to the world. There is no greater love than sacrificial love. God is love.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Serving overseas was just the beginning. We might be home from war, but our mission continues in communities all across the country. It's why we're out there in times of peace and crisis, providing meals to the hungry and supplies to the sick. It's why we're giving strength to those who are too weak and bringing resources to those without them. Service doesn't stop when we're done serving. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at vfw.org.
Children, senior citizens, and families right here in Northwest Florida are hungry. And for more than 40 years, Manna Food Bank has provided food assistance to neighbors in need. Manna distributes healthy groceries through its emergency food assistance pantry, plus 17 food security programs with 22 community partners. For more information, please visit mannahelps.org or call 850-432-2053. Manna, moving our neighbors in need from hunger to hope.
As a business owner, you have a lot on your plate, from managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. As an IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, remitting state and federal taxes, helping with COVID employee retention credits, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and their HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Avalon HR, employing made easy.
Every year, Steve Faircal climbs the stairs at the John Hancock Center in Chicago, 94 floors to the top.
It's called the hustle up the Hancock.
It's hard to believe when you watch Steve today that a few years ago, his lungs were failing and he was fighting to survive.
For 8 hours a day, someone was pounding on my chest to try and keep my lungs clear. I honestly don't think I had more than a couple weeks to live.
That's when Steve received the gift of life, a double lung transplant made possible by an organ donor.
After I got my new lungs, I started doing things that I had never been able to do. I never knew that breathing could feel this good.
Steve climbs to honor his donor and to raise awareness for organ, eye, and tissue donation.
Wouldn't you like that when you left this beautiful planet, that you could save a few lives on your way out? It's an incredible gift.
Imagine what you could make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
Join Keith and Pam, your insurance experts with Verus Health Partners, Monday at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Learn how to save money on your healthcare costs. Find the right insurance products that best fits the needs for you and your family as you head towards retirement or are looking for options now. They will be taking your calls and questions Monday at 9 with Verus Health Partners on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin, 4 to 7 on News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Just short of 525 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. Starting with the roads here. Pine Forest Road, if you're traveling southbound towards I-10 West, coming from the West 9 Mile Road area, we've got some issues there still. Same can be said about the intersection of North Palafox Street and Burgess Road. We've got a little bit of issues if you are traveling northbound on North Blue Angel Parkway towards Softly Field Road. So look out for that as well. That seems to be a bit newer of an issue. Gulf Beach Highway, if you're traveling westbound towards South Fairfield Drive, we've got issues over there. Outside of that, Gulf Breeze Parkway looking good. Navarre Parkway only has slight congestion if you're traveling westbound towards Highway 87. And Caroline Street is not looking particularly bad at the moment either.
Well, checking out the forecast, and I should be clear, low about 46 tomorrow, mostly sunny for the Navarre Beach Mardi Gras Parade, which, of course, we are marching in. High about 65 tomorrow night, down to about 54 degrees with clouds and breezy conditions and also rain moving in. Sunday, heavy showers and windy, high about 66 degrees. And right now, it's 61 in Pensacola, 60 in Gulf Breeze, and 63 in Milton on News Radio Pensacola, informative, local, dependable.
Thank you, Steve. Carrying on with some state headlines here. Condolences are pouring in across the state following the death of a Florida Highway Patrol trooper. Trooper Zachary Fink died this morning in a crash involving a tractor trailer on I-95 in St. Lucie County. In a social media post, Governor Ron DeSantis said that Fink died in the line of duty while attempting to detain a fleeing felon in St. Lucie County.
Well, a bill that allows minors to work up to 40 hours a week is moving forward in Tallahassee. A state house committee yesterday passed HB 49. That bill allows 16 and 17-year-olds to work more than 30 hours a week during the school year. It also allows them to work more than 8 hours before school day. A Senate version of the bill passed committee this week.
And House Speaker Paul Renner says that lawmakers will revise the bill aimed at keeping children off social media. What those revisions are is not exactly clear, but it's an effort to fend off expected legal challenges. Opponents of the bill have said that federal judges have blocked similar social media restrictions in other states.
Well, that's a major controversy because free speech versus trying to keep kids away from the bad stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the state is dealing with a setback in its plan to restrict some Chinese residents from buying land. A federal appeals court ruled against the state yesterday in a lawsuit filed by two Chinese plaintiffs over SB 264. That law bans people from China and other countries of concern from buying certain pieces of land in the state. The court ruled federal law probably supersedes the Florida state law, and the judges blocked the state from applying the law to the plaintiffs.
And Governor Ron DeSantis is sounding off on reports that the Biden administration is looking at how to recognize a Palestinian state. He says Hamas and other Palestinian Arabs don't want their own state. They want the annihilation of Israel. Secretary of State Antony Blinken has reportedly asked the State Department to conduct a review and present policy options on possible U.S. and international recognition of a Palestinian state after the war in Gaza ends. Steve, how about you take us into national headlines here?
Well, the U.S. is carrying out strikes in Iraq and Syria against Iranian-backed militias. U.S. Central Command said forces struck more than 85 targets with more than 125 precision munitions. The targets included operation and intelligence centers, weapons, storage facilities, and supply chain facilities. It's the beginning of a campaign against the groups responsible for killing those three American soldiers and injuring more than 40 others in Jordan last weekend. President Biden earlier this week promised to take strong military action, but emphasized the U.S. is not seeking a war with Iran or a wider conflict in the region. The strikes came after the drone attack from Iranian-backed militias that led to those deaths of those three U.S. service members in Jordan.
Yeah, we're going to be hearing about that one more than usual. I know we do a news wheel here, but that one's going to get talked about a lot. That's huge.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and everyone is safe after two gunmen described as pro-Hamas suicide bombers stormed a Procter & Gamble U.S.-owned factory in Turkey yesterday. They took seven hostages in a standoff with police that lasted hours. AFP reports that police staged a raid when the pair were taking a bathroom break and took them into custody.
Uh-oh. Well, forecasters are warning that the Pineapple Express heading to California could have life-threatening impacts. The National Weather Service in L.A. says an atmospheric river could bring up to 8 inches of rain from San Diego to Monterey, California. From late tomorrow through early Wednesday, L.A. could see over 5 inches of rain in just 3 days in an area that doesn't get a whole lot of rain in a whole year.
Yeah. And the man convicted of one of the largest breaches in CIA history is receiving a 40-year prison sentence. Former CIA officer Joshua Adam Schulte was convicted of the Vault 7 leak, as well as for possession of child sexual abuse images. Schulte left the CIA back in 2016, providing WikiLeaks with classified data that was then published.
Well, North Korea, remember them? They're firing cruise missiles off its west coast. Michael Kastner has more.
The South Korean military says the launch happened Friday morning, but didn't give more details. It's the fourth time in the past week that North Korea has launched missiles over the sea. Earlier on Friday, leader Kim Jong-un was inspecting a shipyard on North Korea's west coast and stressed the importance of having a strong naval force in war preparations. I'm Michael Kastner.
It's getting scary out there.
Yeah, I mean, we did this last hour, and it sounds like a joke, but obviously it's not a joking matter. I'm not even trying to be funny. I wouldn't even try to be funny about this. But we've got Ukraine, mm-hmm. We've got Syria and the stuff going on over with the whole Jordan thing. We've got the Israel-Hamas thing. And now we got North Korea, as you said, kind of saying, hello, yoo-hoo, we're still here.
We're trying to attract attention.
Yeah, my goodness. I mean, we really got a lot of irons in the fire, and hopefully it gets better soon. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3, 5:30 here. Fox News update coming up, followed by CBS Sports Minute. We'll return with some sports headlines of our own, followed by some health, business, and science, and pop culture. News Radio 92.3.
John Saucier, the U.S. military has begun a series of airstrikes in Syria and Iraq as retaliation for an attack that killed three soldiers. Senator Lindsey Graham wants more.
They're not going to stop until we hit Iran itself. I don't want to invade Iran, but I want them to stop killing Americans. And the only way that will happen is if you hit their oil infrastructure, which they care about. That's where they get their money. Or start punishing some of their soldiers inside of Iran, the Revolutionary Guard.
U.S. Central Command issuing a statement saying the U.S. military forces struck more than 85 targets in both Iraq and Syria. They're going after Iranian Revolutionary Guard and Iranian-affiliated militia groups. President Biden also issuing a statement saying, in part, quote, if you harm Americans, we will respond. Three American service members were killed in a drone attack in Jordan last weekend. The dignified transfer of their remains took place in an Air Force base today in Delaware. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. Somebody is now the owner of six Air Jordan sneakers bought today at a Sotheby's New York auction for $8 million. Dubbed the Dynasty Collection, the set of shoes was sold to an anonymous buyer, that final price tag setting a new global benchmark for game-worn sneakers. The transaction further cements NBA Hall of Famer Michael Jordan as being at the very top of the sports memorabilia world.
Intel is reportedly delaying the construction timetable for a $20 billion chip manufacturing project in Ohio. The Wall Street Journal says the decision is due to market challenges and the slow rollout of U.S. government grant money to grow the domestic industry. The company had expected to start making new semiconductors there early next year. Shares of Intel fell 1.75% on the news today. Stocks wrapped up another winning week with a positive Friday session. Both the Dow Industrials up 134 points and the S&P 500 up 52, logging fresh closing highs. That's your money now.
Stillwater's Day and Medical Spa is here to help take the pressure off of you finding the perfect Valentine's Day gift this year. Share your love this Valentine's with a gift of renewal and relaxation at Stillwater's Day and Medical Spa. Stillwater's offers a variety of spa treatments, including facials, massages, spa pedicures, and more. Valentine's Day gift certificates can be purchased online at stillwatersmedspa.com or in person at the spa located in downtown Pensacola. Stillwater's Day and Medical Spa, Pensacola's world-class luxury spa.
This is Zach Gale with the CBS Sports Minute. LeBron James can become a free agent at the end of this season. Maybe he stays in Los Angeles or eventually lands where his son gets drafted, whenever that may be. I think LeBron should let Bronny do his own thing, and the King should leave LA to try and win one more championship. And five destinations LeBron should consider this summer are the Dallas Mavericks, Golden State Warriors, New York Knicks, Miami Heat, and Philadelphia 76ers. I'm Zach Gale.
Football's biggest game day is almost here. Total Wine is your place for all your game day needs. With the lowest prices for over 30 years, you'll find what you love and love what you find. Only at Total Wine and More. Drink responsibly. B21.
Life insurance. Why are you putting it off? Can't afford it? Too much hassle? Think you don't need it? There's lots of excuses for putting off life insurance. But if you weren't there, who would pay the mortgage and other bills? With Ethos, you could be covered in 10 minutes and boom, family protected. Ethos, fast and easy online term life insurance. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as a dollar a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at getethos.com. That's getethos.com.
Football's biggest game day is almost here. Total Wine is your place for all your game day needs. With the lowest prices for over 30 years, you'll find what you love and love what you find. Only at Total Wine and More. Drink responsibly. B21.
Roxanne Watson is on a mission.
Hello, how are you doing today?
She wants more people to register as organ, eye, and tissue donors.
Are you an organ donor?
Yes, I am.
Yay! Ready?
My goal is to sign up the most people in the United States.
What drives her? Roxanne's own life was saved through the gift of a heart transplant, made possible by an organ donor.
I decided that day that I was going to devote myself to the cause of organ donation and signing people up and honoring my donor by doing that.
Now she's back to health, and she's a powerful force helping to save lives every day through her work. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life.
8 people can be helped with the major organs, and up to 50 people can be helped with a little bit of everything. And when you think about it that way, that you could help that many people, it's amazing. It really is.
Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
My husband, Alex Hussey, was hit by an IED in Afghanistan.
I was point man on foot patrol, and I stopped on the bomb. Lost my legs and left hand in an explosion.
And he suffered a severe traumatic brain injury.
As America's veterans face challenges, DAV is there.
There are so many mountains to climb, and we do it together.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories great and small.
Seeing Alex learning how to snow ski, that's life-changing.
DAV provides a lifetime of support to veterans of every generation, helping more than 1 million veterans each year.
Alex did it. He skied down this mountain. That's something he won't forget.
With the right support, there are no limits.
To see him on that slope and smiling like that, we'll be taking this home.
This has meant so much. Thank you, DAV.
Alex Hussey, thank you for your service. Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
Hey, Pensacola,
get ready for a midday delight that'll have you hooked.
Weekdays from 11 until 2 on News Radio Pensacola. Tune in to the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins are the dynamic trio that'll keep you entertained, informed, and laughing out loud during your lunch break. They dish out the hottest topics, bring you the latest news, and deliver their unique blend of humor and insight that'll have you coming back for more. It's the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show on News Radio Pensacola, 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Just a little bit past 5:35 here. We will get another quick check of the roads and weather. Starting with the roads here. Pine Forest Road, if you still are traveling northbound towards West 9 Mile Road, we've got some minor issues there in that area. Also, the intersection of Burgess Road and North Palafox Street isn't looking so hot at the moment. Also, Gulf Beach Highway, if you're traveling westbound towards South Fairfield Drive, still got some pretty lengthy issues over there. Outside of that, Caroline Street is looking okay for the most part. A little bit of issues if you're coming over Blackwater River trying to get into downtown Milton, but that shouldn't last too much longer. Also, Gulf Breeze Parkway is looking fine. You're only going to see issues on Navarre Parkway if you're traveling westbound towards and around the Highway 87 area.
Well, check out the forecast for the weekend. Tonight should be nice and clear, low about 46 degrees. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, high about 65. But the clouds are going to move in tomorrow night. Clouds, breezy, rain, low about 54. And Sunday, showers and lots of them, and windy, high about 66 degrees. And if you're, there's a major regatta going on tomorrow out in the bay, the Frostbite Regatta. So the marine forecast for them, east winds tomorrow about 5 to 10 knots, becoming southeast, 10 to 15 knots, gust to 25 knots. Later in the afternoon, going to be quite breezy. And tomorrow night, gusts up to about 50 knots, so don't go out on a boat tomorrow night if you're planning on that. Temperature-wise, it's 61 in Pensacola right now. It's 60 in Gulf Breeze and 63 degrees in Milton on News Radio Pensacola, informative, local, dependable.
Thank you, Steve. Just about 5:39 here, we'll get into some sports headlines. Starting with the NBA, the reigning MVP is dealing with a major injury. The 76ers say that star Joel Embiid, he's the center for the team over in Philadelphia, he has a meniscus injury in his left knee. If you know anything about sports, when you hear anything to do with the leg, whether it be meniscus, ACL, MCL, whatever, you hear something like that, you know it's bad news. The team doctors will weigh treatment options over the weekend to see what that's about. And I think there was some debate around whether or not the injury caused by Jonathan Kuminga, or at the very least worsened by Jonathan, was intentional or not. Or if so, how basically blatant was it? It was a dirty play. Like, let's be real.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell America the truth and nothing but the truth. And the truth is, that was a dirty play.
Well, it seems like sports teaches everybody anatomy of the human body a lot more than actual anatomy in school.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of sports, the NHL All-Star Game is tomorrow. The two semifinal games are at 2 and 4, followed by the final at 6, which are on ABC. The winners are getting $1 million prize. And also, the NHL is sending its players to the Olympics for the first time since 2014. The league made that announcement today in Toronto and said it committed to the next two Olympics in 2026, which is in Italy, and 2030. It also announced an event called the Four Nation Face-Off, taking place next February in the U.S. and Canada. The four team tournaments featuring the U.S., Canada, Sweden, and Finland. And it looks like NHL All-Star Weekend will not take place during the 2024-25 season.
And the NFL's Pro Bowl games began yesterday with a skills showdown, but the Pro Bowl itself will take place Sunday at 2 o'clock. You can catch the action on both ABC and ESPN, and if you're streaming, you can get it on ESPN Plus as well. So, yeah, a lot of noteworthy stuff going on. I know we got the NBA All-Star Weekend coming up,
yeah.
And NHL and NFL are already doing this stuff with the Pro NFL's got the Pro Bowl, NHL's got this All-Star stuff, and we got the Senior Bowl around this time and all that. So, yeah, a lot going on in sports.
And also college basketball. Tomorrow, Florida visits Texas A&M. Miami hosts Virginia Tech. FSU is visiting Louisville. UCF is hosting the 24th-ranked Oklahoma. And South Florida visits North Texas. Elsewhere, the 23rd-ranked FAU hosts Tulsa, while FIU entertains Sam Houston State.
Oh, yeah, Sam Houston. They were an FCS newcomer in football last season. Hopefully their basketball is doing better than their football. I haven't kept track of them, though. Yeah, I mean, man, Florida State and Louisville, that would have been a big matchup, depending on who you were rooting for just a few years ago. But my goodness, last year, those two programs were down on their luck. Hopefully, they're going to see some better days as this season progresses. 5:41, you're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Getting into some health, business, and science notes here. Starting with job growth, it's off to a strong start in 2024.
Wow.
Yeah, the Labor Department says that 353,000 jobs were added to the U.S. economy just last month. Mm-hmm. That's nearly double the increase that economists expected. And the unemployment rate held steady at 3.7% in January.
That's all good news. Mm-hmm. Well, TikTok has become one of the most popular sources for financial tips and advice, particularly among Generation Z. See, Gen Zers are nearly five times more likely to get financial advice from social media than adults in their 40s or older, including me, according to a creditcards.com report. However, only 20% of the so-called Finfluencer content that contained investment recommendations included any form of disclosure.
Okay, I think in the last hour I may have read this wrong. I thought it was saying Gen Zers are five times more likely to learn financial advice from social media than they are to learn it from adults in their 40s or older. But no, what it's saying is Gen Zers are five times more likely than adults in their 40s or older to learn financial advice from social media. Okay, yeah, that's
adults
definitely
40s or older going, oh, there's an internet? How does it work?
Yeah, that's definitely more believable. Okay, yeah, that makes sense. Tesla is recalling over 2 million vehicles over claims that the warning lights on its display panel are too small.
Oh.
Yeah, the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration announced a recall, saying it found the issue during a routine audit. The agency said that the small font on its warning lights could increase crash risks by making it harder to read critical safety information. At this point, Tesla is solely for clout chasing. If you buy a Tesla, it is solely for the purpose of being able to say, I have one.
Well, yeah, it looks like a lot of people have picked up on that, though.
Oh, yeah.
About 120 passengers and crew aboard a Queen Victoria cruise ship have become sick in recent weeks with a gastrointestinal illness. Yeah, yeah. See, the CDC reported on Thursday the ship, which departed on January 22nd from Florida, is set to head to Aruba, Guatemala, Cabo San Lucas, San Francisco, and Hawaii before it ends on February the 12th. Oh. It's a long cruise to be sick on.
Yeah, absolutely. And Apple CEO Tim Cook welcomed customers at its New York City Fifth Avenue store today who were in line to buy Apple's first new product in 7 years.
Oh.
Yeah, today Apple officially launched the Vision Pro, a mixed reality headset that retails at $3,500.
Only $3,500?
Yeah, is that all?
No problem. Whip up my wallet right now. The National Retail Federation reports it's shaping up to be a record year for spending this Valentine's Day. Erin Real reports.
The National Retail Federation says consumers plan to spend a total of $25.8 billion this Valentine's Day, on par with last year's spending and the third highest in the survey's history. 62% of consumers ages 25 to 34 intend to celebrate this year more than any other age group. Consumers expect to spend $185.81 each on average. That's nearly $8 more than the average Valentine's Day spending over the last 5 years. Erin Real, NBC News Radio.
Well, $185 on average for each. That's
a tough break.
It's more than just roses, folks.
Yeah, absolutely. 5:45. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather here. Out of total nowhere, Steve, we have backups on I-10.
Oh boy.
There is not confirmation of an accident. We'll keep an eye out for it, though. It's going to be just past Pensacola Boulevard if you're traveling towards the General Pine Forest Road direction. Speaking of I-10 West and Pine Forest Road, if you are traveling northbound towards West 9 Mile on Pine Forest, we've still got some minor backups there. And if you're traveling southbound on Pine Forest trying to get onto I-10 West, we've got minor issues there as well. If you are traveling westbound on 9 Mile Road towards North Palafox Street, we've got some problems there. Nothing too severe, though. And also, if you're traveling westbound on Burgess Road trying to get to North Palafox, we've got issues there still. Lastly, in Pensacola, you're only going to have some minor issues on Gulf Beach Highway if you are traveling towards towards South Fairfield Drive. Outside of that, Gulf Breeze Parkway is looking good. Same can be said about Caroline Street. We still have minor issues, though, actually pretty severe issues, if you are traveling westbound on Navarre Parkway towards the Highway 87 area.
Well, check out the forecast for the weekend. Tonight should be nice and clear, low about 46 degrees. Tomorrow, mostly sunny to start off with, but clouds moving in as the day progresses, high about 65 degrees. degrees. Tomorrow night, clouds, breezy rain, low about 54 degrees, but Sunday is really going to be a messy day. Showers, some of them heavy, also windy, and a high about 66 degrees. Right now at Pensacola, 61 degrees. Gulf Breeze has 58, and Milton has 59 degrees on News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Thank you very much, Steve. Getting into some pop culture notes here. Actor Carl Weathers has died at the age of 76.
Oh, yeah.
He's best known for starring as Apollo Creed in the first four Rocky films, and he also appeared in Happy Gilmore, Predator, and Action Jackson. Quite a resume there.
Yes. Federal prosecutors are investigating allegations of sexual assault and sex trafficking against WWE co-founder Milton McMahon. That's according to the Wall Street Journal. Authorities in New York have reportedly been in contact with women who have accused McMahon of sexual misconduct over the years. McMahon resigned last week from the WWE after a former employee filed a lawsuit that accused him of trafficking her to other men inside the company and also sexually abusing her.
How terrible. Oy. And it looks like it'll be an early spring. That's according.
Really?
Yeah, that's according to Punxsutawney Phil. Pennsylvania's famous groundhog emerged from his tree stump this morning and failed to see his shadow. As the folklore goes, that means an early spring awaits us. And Steve, Kenya, she...
Kenya, the reticulated giraffe at the Gulf Breeze Zoo this morning.
Right.
Saw her. I don't know if she's a she or he's a he.
That is what I was literally about to ask.
Yeah, I don't know.
I have no clue.
But the giraffe did see its shadow because that long neck casts a really long shadow.
Right.
Which means for us, this weather is going to continue for another 6 weeks.
So when the giraffe sees the shadow,
then the weather will, winter continues for six more weeks. If you don't see your shadow, then you... have an early spring.
Oh, yeah. I'm literally looking at the script right here. Whatever. Brad Pitt is in talks to reunite with Quentin Tarantino for what will be the director's final film.
Oh.
Yeah, the status of the deal is unclear, but the project is titled The Movie Critic, which is reportedly set in Southern California during the 1970s. It is said to center around a film reviewer inspired by late New Yorker writer Pauline Kael.
NBC Universal's ordered a pilot for the Suits spinoff, which is set in L.A. The new series Suits L.A. follows a former federal prosecutor from New York whose private L.A. firm is at a crisis point. You see, the original Suits ran for 9 seasons on USA Network, but it recently regained popularity after the first 8 seasons were added on Netflix.
Yeah, and I've got some people in my family and some buddies who have watched that, and I've heard good things about it. The little tidbits I've seen, whether it be on TikTok or YouTube or whatever, it seems good, so I may give that a try. Jim Carrey is set to return for Sonic the Hedgehog 3. Speaking of things I haven't seen, Variety reports that Carrey will reprise his role as the villainous Dr. Robotnik that he played in the first two films. The franchise so far has made over $870 million at the global box office, and Steve, you said it best.
Which is why they're doing a number 3.
Yeah, that's why they're making a third one, so clearly I'm the one who's out of touch here. Just about 5:50, we will take our last break of this hour. When we return, wacky and weird headlines followed by some good news to finish up. This is hour number 2 of Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services, advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense. Roxanne Watson is on a mission.
Hello, how are you doing today?
She wants more people to register as organ, eye, and tissue donors.
Are you an organ donor?
Yes, I am.
Yay!
My goal is to sign up the most people in the United States.
What drives her? Roxanne's own life was saved through the gift of a heart transplant, made possible by an organ donor.
I decided that day that I was going to devote myself to the cause of organ donation and signing people up and honoring my donor by doing that.
Now she's back to health, and she's a powerful force helping to save lives every day through her work. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life.
8 people can be helped with the major organs, and up to 50 people can be helped with a little bit of everything. And when you think about it that way, that you could help that many people, it's amazing. It really is.
Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
Adopt U.S. Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT. G-O-A-T. Acronym. Stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Major phone carriers make you sign contracts with rigid data plans to trap you into a kind of forced phonogamy. Sounds pretty insecure, if you ask me. At Consumer Cellular, we believe in a more consensual and healthy form of phonogamy, free of contracts and more flexible to your data needs. This way, you stick around not because we force you to with contracts and fees, but because you love our phone plans. Like, ardently love our phone plans. Phonogamously. Consumer Cellular. When freedom calls, we're here to answer. Call us at 1-888-FREEDOM.
Children, senior citizens, and families right here in Northwest Florida are hungry. And for more than 40 years, Manna Food Bank has provided food assistance to neighbors in need. Manna distributes healthy groceries through its emergency food assistance pantry, plus 17 food security programs with 22 community partners. For more information, please visit mannahelps.org or call 850-432-2053. Manna, moving our neighbors in need from hunger to hope.
The Dave Ramsey Show, weeknight 7 to 10, before WEAR TV News, on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Just a little bit before 5:55, we will get one last quick check of the roads and weather for this hour. Let's see. We shouldn't be dealing with too much on the roads. That does appear to be the case. We had a lot of backups on I-10 West just beyond, just west of Pensacola Boulevard if you were traveling towards the General Pine Forest Road area. And as mysteriously as it arrived, it disappeared. I-10 West is moving smoothly now. Pine Forest Road itself, though, if you're traveling northbound towards West 9 Mile Road, we still have some minor, and I really do mean minor, issues there. Also, if you're traveling westbound on Burgess Road towards North Palafox Street, we've got some issues in that area. They should hopefully lessen soon. Outside of that, you're not going to experience much issues in Pensacola beyond just some run-of-the-mill downtown issues. Caroline Street, if you're coming over Blackwater River trying to get into downtown Milton, still has congestion, but it is dying down like it typically does at this time. The only places where you're going to see pretty severe issues is if you're traveling westbound on Navarre Parkway towards and just beyond Highway 87.
Well, in the forecast, tonight should be clear, low about 46. Tomorrow should be gorgeous, at least to start off with, for everything you want to do, including the Navarre Beach Mardi Gras Parade. Which, of course, we will be marching in. Mm-hmm. Should be mostly sunny, high of 65, with clouds moving in. Tomorrow night, cloudy, breezy, rain moving in, low about 54. Sunday, a lot of showers, some heavy, windy, high about 66 degrees. Right now, 61 degrees in Pensacola, 58 in Gulf Breeze, and 58 also in Milton on News Radio Pensacola. Yep, that's the forecast for the weekend.
I was expecting, you psyched me out there.
Informative, local, dependable.
There you go. Yeah. I was expecting that, and then you just hit me with the, yep. Alrighty. 5:56 here, getting into some wacky and weird headlines. Taggers have somehow graffitied 27 stories of a 53-story skyscraper in downtown Los Angeles.
That's a lot of stories to graffiti.
Yeah. I mean, we're taking away from the art at this point. We're now asking, how in the world did you do that? It happened at the Oceanwide Plaza across from Crypto.com Arena. The three-tower complex has been sitting dormant for 5 years after the developer ran out of money to finish construction. Video taken late Tuesday night shows a person on a balcony of the building that was tagged.
Well, a small town in New Hampshire is upset about a new business they have. It's called the Diaper Spa.
Okay.
See, that's where people wear diapers and pretend to be babies.
Oh, my Lord.
The owner there is apparently a therapist who says it's not a fetish thing. She claims it's a form of therapy to help people process issues from their childhood. Some of the services on her website include a two-hour session described as a spa-like nursery experience for the little one inside of you. That costs $600. And for $1,500, this is what you get. A one-night diaper B&B, which comes with a top-notch care and pampering service. My question is, who's the lucky one and how much do they get paid to change those diapers?
That's a fair question. I think another one is, who are you to dictate if it's a fetish thing for them or not? There's a little something that I've learned called lying. You can just say it's not a fetish thing. I've got demons, and then just go in there and do whatever. I will say, if you do have some repressed childhood trauma, listen, God be with you. I'm sorry to hear that. But if this is a fetish thing for some people, you are irredeemable. Someone asked doctors to name the weirdest item that they've seen patients bring to the ER with them.
Oh?
Yeah. Highlights include Christmas lights to hang above their bed. That's not really that weird. Yeah. I guess above a hospital bed is kind of odd. And a suitcase full of French toast. That one definitely makes sense to me.
Bringing it to the emergency room?
You ever been in the ER? There's a wait
time.
Never
brought
fresh.
Yeah, I guess that. If they're going to eat it, I guess.
Yeah, yeah, there you go. Yeah, okay. Some others include a half eaten raw chicken. I would not eat that.
No.
Steve, rest assured.
No.
Yeah, the guy wanted them to test it to see if it was raw.
Well, like, can't you tell? But just by looking at it?
Yeah, it's pretty.
Especially
easy.
If you ate half of it?
That's the thing. If you can see the middle of it and you have the consistency of it, you're probably able to put two and two together there, you would think.
Maybe.
Yeah, their own thermometer so they could double check their work.
Okay, doctor, I don't trust your thermometer. Here, use mine.
Yeah, an emotional support duck.
That's...
We live in a world of emotional support animals. That's not too crazy. And a live chicken, I guess that could have been emotional support as well. It says they didn't want to leave it in their car.
No.
That's a fair concern. So that makes sense.
Well, cops in England stopped the guy when they saw him running with a fridge strapped to his back. It turned out he wasn't stealing that fridge. His name is Daniel Fairbrother, and he's training for a marathon to raise money and support a buddy with diabetes. He's trying to break the record for the fastest marathon while carrying a household appliance. Why he chose a refrigerator instead of maybe a microwave, I don't know, but you know.
Yeah, well, and that's the thing. I mean, I'm not going to be trying to break this record anytime soon, but household appliance is very vague.
Yeah,
like, couldn't we grab
a can opener?
Yeah, a can opener, a blender. Like, you just strap it to your back and take off.
Why a refrigerator?
Yeah, I don't know. Well, I mean, it's a feat of strength for sure. So good, and it's for a good cause. So good for him there.
Right.
5:59. We will take a break. Got WEAR coming up at the top of the hour. When we return, another rundown of everything happening in your world today on Groundhog's Day 2024, Pensacola right now. On News Radio 92.3.